Rolling huge aside.
And everyone thought Diddy was joking, but he was really serious about not being played for a clown. We'll get into it.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Happy Halloween, everyone. And as you can see today, we're serving you the Real Housewives from Hell Reunion. So I'm evil Andy Cohen. And let's go around and let the ladies introduce themselves and give their tagline.
Salt by Sheree in the house. This peach ain't sweet, honey, so who gonna sprinkle this salt, boo?
Erica Jane, the one and only. My book was called Pretty Mess, but sometimes the mess isn't so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Teresa Giudice all the way from Jersey. I used to flip tables, now I'm burning them.
Candy Burrs, they call me Sour Candy. I'm so tart, I'll make you pucker pucker. Ooh.
Today's reunion will definitely be a reunion from hell. Y'all ready for the smoke?
Are we ready for the smoke?
Well, let's get into some of the best celebrity costumes. Now, up first, Kim Kardashian killed it as Mystique from the X-Men's Marvel Cinematic Universe. There was blue paint, scales, yellow eyes, and all. And of course, in true Kim Kardashian fashion, she party hopped all around Hollywood to show off her costume. But when she pulled up to Tracee Ellis Ross's 50th birthday party, she was the only one dressed in a costume because it wasn't a Halloween party, bitches. But Tracy got a kick out of it and the two posed for one of the most awkward birthday party pics ever.
Wow.
The mistake, womp womp.
Yeah, but they're crazy. If they'd have told us some naked men would have been there, she'd have dressed accordingly. Mm. But how you gonna go to a party, honey, in a costume? And first of all, she wasn't invited.
Right.
What? She was not invited.
She really showed up.
Invited.
For real?
Yeah, she would have known what to wear if she was invited.
Yeah, she just showed
she
up.
She wasn't invited?
Evidently
not. She would have known what to wear.
Exactly. Thank you.
She would have known it wasn't the costume part.
Thank you.
Kim Kardashian lives in what we call main character energy. So that's why she just showed up and she wanted to be the center of attention.
Seems like the only thing hard she needs in her life these days is a book. So she can learn how to read directions.
Sprinkle some salt on that.
Not the salt.
Oh, well, keeping up with the K's, Kerry Washington had everyone cracking up all night long at her costume. She channeled the 82 version of the legendary Lionel Richie. Guys, I love this one so much. Hats off to Kerry.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? Her husband does give, like, young Lionel, though.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband's fine. Yeah, have you seen her husband? He's fine.
I've seen him.
Mm-hmm.
I like how she looks so attentive in the photo.
Yeah.
Look like she's been waiting to do this all year.
Mm. I mean, you know how Kerry do. You know how Carrie do. She always. She always.
Oh, what are you?
I'm Candy.
Are you also a ventriloquist?
Right.
Those teeth aren't moving at all. It's like they're glued shut.
Well, since I just got married, I'm all about love. And I don't think any other celebrity committed like Brother Love, a.k.a. Diddy. He terrorized Hollywood by dressing up as Heath Ledger virgin, the Heath Ledger virgin of the Joker. I mean, oh my God, he really got into character so much that the things almost popped off on the boulevard when he ran into power actor Michael J. Ferguson. Take a look.
You don't like me? Then get to it, you play with me on Halloween? I'm out here with love.
Diddy was about to show Michael how he got them scars, but then he realized Michael had no idea who he was. So the two hugged it out, and Diddy invited Michael to his after party to change his frequency.
Wow.
I don't know. There's something going on with these billionaires.
Yeah.
Are they bored or something? They ain't something to do with these billionaires.
It is Halloween. Like, who do you got to cut some people some slack if they don't recognize you on Halloween?
You know, the crazy thing, I saw that he ran into a 2-bit actor, but it was actually the actor that played 2-bit on Power. I wouldn't have recognized him either.
Oh, I see what you did.
I like the clown posse.
Why are you talking like that, kid? Oh, my God, you're so funny.
I mean, you know.
Candy. Now, Candy knows she not open her mouth.
Excuse me.
I'm looking at your outfit.
What is that supposed to mean?
Mm-hmm.
We all know how to open our mouths over here.
Especially you, right. Gary. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, baby. Okay. My man is in St. Louis.
You need to be worrying about the she, Sheree, not Shireen. I'm worldwide.
Wait a minute, niece. Who gonna check me, boo?
I'm worldwide. Bitch, I'm worldwide.
Oh, you make a shut if I flip the table.
Well, Lotto was bringing that big corpse energy this Halloween. She took it to a whole nother level and creeped her fans out as Emily from Tim Burton's The Corpse Bride.
Where's her date?
Mm. He's dead.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
Necrophilin, this one, yes.
If you could put her in any Real Housewives franchise, which one of you guys would have her?
Definitely put her in New Jersey. They're dead over there.
Oh my God, I know Atlanta isn't talking about Jersey. Oh my God, your money isn't even real.
I'm the highest paid housewife. What is you saying?
I am worldwide. You got me. You're right.
Oh my God.
Wow. You're kidding me, okay?
You're not the highest paid anymore.
Is it Sheree?
Yes, honey.
No, it's
I have my clothing
you
line
You can't even
out,
get
niece.
Your website to work. Your website wasn't
Wait
even
a minute,
working.
Bitch. What you
your
mean,
website
honey?
Wasn't I don't have talking about it crashed. It crashed before we got put up.
But that's all right, baby. Like your husband's going to leave you, too.
Yes,
honey. Your mama said she didn't like him neither,
honey.
Where
about honey? Where about you sending your husband money to his commissary? How you doing, honey?
Check
I'm
me,
on Broadway. I'm getting
me.
Real checks. I'm getting real checks. Well, I ain't checking you. I'm getting real checks. I'm worldwide.
Well, Quavo's social media comments were on fire about his Halloween costume. He transformed into the fiery avenging agent, the Ghost Rider.
Love it. Love it. Love me some Ghost Rider.
I would definitely wear that jacket and pants, bitch. Yes, sir, honey.
Where would you wear it to?
Probably the church. Oh. Pastor would love to see that.
Oh, really?
Who's your pastor, Troy?
Uh-huh. Well, your...
Wow.
Pastor Troy.
Well, I'll be damned.
And lastly, Lori Harvey channeled her inner Queen Bee. Oh, my God. Wow. She went back to 2003 and dressed up as the music icon Beyoncé from the music video of her song Me, Myself, and I, posting, oh, my God.
I just love those earrings.
Did she nail it?
So much. Those earrings really... pull it together for me. They're the perfect thing. I hope she still has them.
I don't like them.
Yeah, because, you know, Beyonce gets to keep her earrings because she ain't, you know.
I don't like the hair. Her hair looks like Storm.
She was channeling Beyonce, me, myself, and
I. Yeah, but she looked like Storm.
I like Storm. You know, I wrote for Beyonce, you know.
You wrote for Beyonce?
Yeah, I get real checks.
Yeah.
I get real checks.
You didn't know Kanzi wrote bills?
Yeah.
Well, I know she did, but I mean, I know she had a lot of bills to pay.
Right. Right. And so do you, but see, my check's cash.
Oh, well, I tell you what, honey. That's all right, niece. They're going to keep cash, and I'm going to cash something on you, too.
Oh, okay.
Sounds viral. You know, I once strangled an intern in this parking lot when she took this picture.
Oh, really?
Evil Andy Cohen, I believe that.
Oh, my
I believe
God.
That. Is that Halle Berry she look like?
No. No, it's the Me, Myself, and I video.
Really?
Sheree?
She's sending a message? She's sending a message to all the boys
Sheree
out there?
Was
really
she herself and I?
What's going on?
She probably sending a message to Michael B. Jordan. Did y'all see how he was dressed like Steve Harvey on the red carpet before the Wakanda premiere?
No.
On purpose?
On purpose. Please pull up Please pull up the photo.
I think it was a pretty sharp outfit.
He looked like the mask.
No, oh my God, it was so tight.
Next, David Letterman broke this actress's heart. Find out who and how after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, imagine you're a comedic actor. You've dreamed of being on Late Night with David Letterman, and when you finally get on the show, he screws up your name. Well, that's what happened to Maya Rudolph back in 2009. Check it out.
Please welcome the lovely Maya Rudolph, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry that I mispronounced your name. I'm just a boob. There's no excuse for it. And from the bottom of my heart, I sincerely apologize.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes.
Well, Maya just reflected on the moment. She said, he said my name wrong, and I just sat there like I grew up my whole life in love with you, and now my heart is broken, and I'm sitting here embarrassed and humiliated. Now, do you guys think that she overreacted, or do you feel that way, too?
You know, like when you're dealing with black people, there's a 50-50 chance that you'll add an A or a La in front of the name. So Maya was kind of far for the course.
Yeah, but
she messed up her name just now.
It wasn't that serious, honey, as long as you didn't call it up. N-word. She should have just been, oh, I mean, Lord, come on.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
well, I feel like it was just like a slip of the tongue. Like, you know, there could have been a teleprompter issue going on there. He could have just gone up for a second and goes, Maya Rudolph. And then maybe it wasn't a Maya. He just kind of had a slip of the tongue.
I think when you add an A in front of things, it gives you street cred, like a Candy, a Teresa.
Yes.
A Sheree.
Mm-hmm. Erica.
Yes.
Erica.
Yeah. Yes.
You gotta add it at the end when they're white.
Right.
Yeah, it goes at the end.
I don't know. I just feel like it's David Letterman.
He apologized too.
Yeah, he apologized. Oh, I don't really see what's wrong with
that. So stupid.
And she said this happened back. When did she say this happened back?
2009.
Oh, that's when they created Candace hairstyle.
Oh. Ooh.
Don't jump across
the street.
Please don't. Please don't.
Salty by Sheree.
And that's the last year you actually had a husband with a job.
That's all right, bitch. I got one.
No, you don't. Well, all right. Since it's Halloween, it's only right that we talk about Scary Spice, a.k.a. Mel B. She's decided to spice up her life by getting engaged to her hairstylist, Rory McPhee. Now, Mel is 47 and Rory is 36. He popped the question after 3 years together, and Mel shared the news on the UK talk show Celebrity Google Box. She said, and I quote, "He said, I love you. You're my best friend, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. There were rose petals everywhere, a log fire, a hotel. It was very romantic."
Aww. Oh, how sweet. Oh, my God.
This is never going to work.
Yeah. Why?
This is absolutely never going to work. Well, she needs to pick someone 30 years older than her. Some guy who's, like, close to her age or even a little younger, who's worth a whole lot more money.
So she can wrestle him and kill him?
So that she can choke him in his sleep, you know, choke him out of his sleep with her pillow.
Why? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's very Erica Jane of you.
An extraordinarily wealthy 30-year-old husband.
Very Erica Jane of you.
But Candy, it sounds like your situation now.
How? Me and Todd are the same age. What are you talking about?
No.
What are you
married to produce? Wasn't he producing on the job?
But he had a job, and he was getting a real check.
Well, he's her hairstylist.
So what you trying to say?
And
what does your man do? And what does your man do besides drop the soap? I'll wait.
Wait a minute, bitch. He didn't drop the soap, honey. He did not drop the soap.
You guys, good. You guys are good, okay? Let's just finish the show, okay?
Help her.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so to keep the scary vibes going, there's a lot of nope happening on Halloween. So we're celebrating by giving away one prize pack with all of this dope merchandise and 5 collector's edition Blu-rays of Jordan Peele's new film, Nope, now on digital 4K, Ultra HD Blu-ray and DVD. Head over to dishnation.com/nope giveaway to enter. This one's mine.
You better work, bitch.
Up next, honey, our Potomac sister Ashley Darby is just beside herself. Ooh. And baby, wait, honey, till you hear why. Come right back.
Yes, salty by Sheree.
Nah, who gonna check me, boo?
Nobody.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So we're having a housewife reunion from hell. No. So it's only right that we do a Real Housewives recap.
Baby, honey, Miss Ashley Darby, honey, she dropped a huge bombshell on the latest episode of The Real Housewives of Potomac. Now, she told her friends that soon-to-be ex-husband Michael, y'all, underwent a vasectomy. Take a look.
Today was a little tougher for me.
Yeah.
Michael has vasectomy today. Oh. Was that already, like, planned, or do you think he did that to be spiteful?
No, he thinks I'm trying to, like, get pregnant.
Huh?
Like, that's one of the reasons we haven't been intimate, because he thinks, like, I'm trying to, like, keep him in there a little longer, you know?
Ooh, snip, snip.
It's like he got cut off.
Oh, my God. What an insult to her. Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's a good thing for him to get a vasectomy, because in the last episode, Ashley was talking about she got coochie cravings for this man. Have you seen how he looks?
What?
She got coochie cravings?
She sure did. I mean, you can't help it if that's what you like. You like what you like, you know?
Yeah, I think it's good for her and her coochie cravings.
She needs to stop acting. He does not want her. He told her who he wanted.
Who does he want?
He wanted the cameraman. You know, oh, yeah, Candy don't play crazy.
He does like squeezing men's boobs.
Yes, he does.
I know.
He do like people who hold cameras.
Is it kind of like a, I don't know, a mammogram for men?
Andy, you should know. You the producer.
Oh,
you the executive producer.
Yeah, Andy, if there's one thing you like, it is squeezing men's
butts. I thought you all signed an NDA, apparently. None of you guys can read. I hate it here.
Well, moving on. Evan Peters, who played Jeffrey Dahmer in the Netflix series Dahmer Monster, shared that he went completely method acting for the role. He told reporters that in order for him to embody the serial killer, he had to follow these specific steps. Take a look.
4 months of prep, 6 months of shooting, and he's a very straight back. He doesn't move his arms when he walks, so I put weights on my arms to see what that felt like. I wore the character's shoes with lifts in it, his jeans, his glasses. I had a cigarette in my hand at all times. I wanted all this stuff, these external things, to be second nature when we were shooting.
Okay, so lifts, not that big a deal. Not that big a deal to wear lifts, but weights? Mm. Weights on the arms and stuff?
That's how the man he was carrying, I guess.
I guess he wore the lead weights in his shoe lifts, you know, to imitate Jeffrey Dahmer in preparing for the role, because he was kind of in shape. He was a fit killer.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And he walked really weird, so yeah, I think the weights would hold his arms down to make him, like, really slanky, like, you know.
Did you guys study this hard to become a serial killer?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, oh, my God, if I had a role as, like, a killer, oh, my God, I would study everything he did to make sure I was perfect. Yeah,
I don't know, I love killing serial. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh my God,
I am a serial killer.
How do you feel about Count Chocolate?
I love Honey Snacks. Oh my God. Are you guys like trying to connect?
Yeah. What? I'm married. No.
Andy, this is an incredibly surprising
development.
Andy,
I'm so confused right
now. Plot twist is like when your favorite wrestler turns heel.
Oh my God. Up next, the legend.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Said it isn't a sweet thing if you use AutoTune. Will reveal why after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
Well, when it comes to all you AutoTune singers out there, you can forget going through the fire because Chaka Khan is putting you under fire. Now, the Queen of Funk believes if you are using auto-tune to record your songs, you need to stay out of the studio. Chaka Khan said, and I quote, "There's some very fine young artists out there doing great, great work that I am impressed with, but the others, they just need to get them a job at the post office. Ooh. They're always hiring." Mm. Oh, my God, she's so funny.
Let's be clear, honey. Chaka Khan, they're talking about post office people, honey. I guess if you're doing drugs, you wouldn't know who's singing, huh? Okay.
She just wanted to know what the cocaine smells.
Says the woman who's dating
and
the con
Erica,
artist.
Is that jury real, Erica?
No way, yes.
Is that jury real, Erica?
My jury? Yes, it's
I need you to turn it over to the feds for the victims.
Exactly.
Exactly. It's salt on you, honey.
Salt on you.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
You didn't call them, did you? They're not headed this way, are they?
They are headed this way.
They're headed this way?
Yeah, they are.
I mean, Joe told me all about your situation.
Okay, all right. Well, that's been it. It's been so fun seeing you guys. Bye.
Yeah.
It's time for my lunch break.
DJ Brown!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.